Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Lot going on in the world. And we'll start, I guess, with the New York situation. And I did read an article, and I don't know how you vet something like this, that the mayor knew about this and shrugged it off. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me. I'll tell you what, things are getting more bizarre by the minute, seems like.
Yeah, did you see that where they say he knew about it?
I'd seen some information on that. Like you say, you don't know how to vet anything like that at all, but I find it interesting that from the beginning they played this as a lone wolf, and now they're finding out connections with al-Baghdadi, you know, the leader of ISIS, and of course, the ISIS social media and video. Also looking, I heard, for an acquaintance. So, you know, as most of the people that are telling the truth, the intel people that are coming on Fox, they're all saying that there are no lone wolves. This always has backup plans. This always has pre-planning stages and instructions from ISIS, and it's not, none of it's lone wolf.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very well planned. And, you know, one of the other things that's very bothersome about all this, and I've mentioned it before, but it just seems like, well, here's the headline from top imam warned New York City Mayor de Blasio about terror threats. He did nothing. Ignored. That's from Drudge, I believe. So,
well, generally Drudge vets his information just like, remember, few days ago, he actually put Manafort out during the leak of the grand jury indictment. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Manafort was arrested.
Yeah, I don't know where they get all their information from, but somebody like Drudge or any of those people are, well, how do I say, they've got lots of contacts. And there are enough people out there that are willing to not be politically correct and do brave the storm to actually come out with the truth on all this. So it is fascinating. But now you're saying there are at least two people, and maybe more, that are involved in this, I guess.
Well, they're looking, you know, in that direction, so we're just having to wait and see. But it's interesting how certain political figures play down all the data. I mean, it's continuous. Matter of fact, Trump came out and said, because of how this guy got into the country by a lottery, not by vetting, by lottery, that had no vetting, he wanted to tighten down on that. And now, of course, the politically correct have just come out of the woodwork going insane about him going to change anything. They want more and more of these people in the country.
Well, I think you have to look at the big picture of Psalm 2. I keep going back to Psalm 2 because I think that's where the real truth of the matter lies, that the kings and the rulers of America, Babylon, are complicit. Now, they may not even know they are, but the Bible and the Lord says they are. And it has an ultimate goal, of course, of removing Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Ghost from off planet Earth. And so the ultimate thing coming out of all of these terror attacks, if that's what you want to call them, seem to be tightening security, going after the guns, another hue and cry for gun control, tightened security, and tightened ID so that you can be ID'd. And the only way you can do that, really, ultimately, is what the Bible says, the mark of the beast. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, and it's very interesting that everything you just mentioned has come out of the woodwork, into the public view, pushing on Congress to do something, and that's what's interesting to me. You know, the guy used a Home Depot pickup truck to do this, and he got out with a pellet gun and one of those other guns, I can't remember what you call them.
Paintball gun.
That's what, he got out with a pellet gun and a paintball gun, and now they're pushing gun control. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I mean, what are we going to do next? Are we going to ban Home Depot trucks?
Well, yeah, you've got to ban frying pans because you can hit somebody over the head with it. You got to ban baseball bats because you can do likewise. You got to ban knives because people can be stabbed with knives, and on it goes. I mean, the left has one goal, and it's a United Nations communist takeover. That's all this is at the base of it. And what they want to do, of course, is disarm the American people so they cannot resist what they have planned. Once the guns are removed, the FEMA camps will be open. Excuse me. So I think that's the ultimate goal, is to disarm. And they've done this before, probably come as registration. First we'll outlaw this type, then we'll outlaw that type. And ultimately, of course, down it goes. And the American people, I think, are ignorant enough that when the calls go out for the guns to be turned in, just like Australia, just like England, they'll turn them in. They just cannot remember the past and how registration, confiscation, and then the killing machines start. So we're on the verge, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's interesting because you talked about we cannot remember history. It's ironic that over the last few months, there's been a great push to remove all the history from America. So, you're exactly right. This is a communist coup in progress. Most people don't believe that. But it's ironic that a lot of Russians actually, those that have sought, refuge in America over the years have come out and warned this was coming. And, of course, nobody
yes.
believed them, and everybody poo-pooed it, like you said. And it really does dovetail back into Psalm 2, the most, the most unread verse of Scripture probably in the whole Bible.
I think you're right. It doesn't exist, so they can't read it. It's Psalm 1 and Psalm 3. It's kind of like the 13th floor in a hotel. There is no such thing. Or is it the 11th floor? I can't remember. But it's kind of like that. And, of course, I think the Lord plays a major role in that as well, because he says, I'll pick their delusions. And the American people, basically, not all of them, obviously, but a good share of them are apostates, total apostates. They haven't got a clue as to what's going on around them. I remember Glenn Beck, and I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck, but he said one time on his show, he said, and I think at that time he had around 3 million listeners, and he said, there's just not enough people to turn this around.
Yeah.
And I believe he's right. And I think I remember Sean Hannity said the same thing on one of his shows some time ago. just not enough people interested. And it's very, very odd to me, and I think it confirms some too, and what's really going on, is that people like George Soros, who are committing treason, nobody goes after them. Nobody goes after Hillary. They got all the proof. Nobody goes after Billy Boy. They got the proof on him. So instead they go after somebody like Manafort for a few crimes. And it just makes you wonder exactly who's complicit here. And it seems to me like what's happened is that we got enough people in government, kind of like Jeremiah and Isaiah talk about, that are actually committing treason. I call it slow treason against the American people. When I put out the film documentary Iron Mountain, I mentioned that part of it because, you know, the documentation has been there for a long time. They're not doing this in secret, actually. They're doing it right out in the open. It's just that the American people either don't believe it or don't care. It's one or the other. What do you think? But it's marching on.
Well, I think I think you're right. And that Iron Mountain was really incredible. You got a lot of flack from that when you put it out. But people look back from today, you can clearly see where this all fits together. And, wow, I tell you what, it looks like the American people as a nation are headed over a cliff. It reminds me of the old buffalo stampedes, of the old cattle runs, you know, where they stampede and just go over a cliff all together in one lump.
Well, it makes you wonder, and this actually brings us to Antifa, ISIS, Valerie Jarrett, Obama, and all of these communists that are, you know, committing treason. Why aren't they in jail? You know, people who said they were going to kill the president not too long ago were they were arrested for even saying that. Now they come right out and nobody does anything, which makes me believe that this is all being orchestrated. And they think, and I believe they're right, that basically the American people won't figure it out until it's too late. And I believe they're right. I think they're very right. I think the Illuminati, you have to give credit where credit's due. They have moved steadfastly towards this one world government. They have openly said, you don't want to go along with it. Well, we'll just kill you. And on it goes. It's not the, you know, like when I did Iron Mountain. I mean, it's all right there. We had, I don't know how many documents to prove that this was a UN takeover. And in fact, if people would read the UN Charter, I think that's where we're headed. Any more news on this Antifa on 11-4? Are they actually going to start the process on that date, or maybe even sooner?
Well, we haven't really heard any more. One American News was actually carrying a number of feeds about that, and it still seems to be in play. I guess we're just going to have to watch and see, because most of the other news is not carrying anything about it.
Yeah, it's almost like they're deliberately not caring about it, so it'll be a big surprise when it happens. I can't imagine they'll be doing a whole lot. Of course, I guess if you pay them enough, they'll come out in the streets even if it's 20 below zero. I mean, we've had snow here. It's very cold. It's in the 20s. And that kind of puts a damper on people going out and partying on the streets and slowing up everything. But down south, or in the warmer climes, if they have not backed off this 11-4 and they've been so mouthy about it, I would think they have to now bring it about. And what's interesting to me is the police don't seem to do anything about it. You saw what happened over there in Berkeley. In fact, one guy asked the police officer who was right there, well, why aren't you stopping them? He didn't have an answer. He just said, well, what's your next question? Well, I don't know how you would feel about it as a police officer. I don't know if you would be at this point in time. But isn't it kind of on their shoulders if they are elected, or rather join the police, swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect and to serve, and then they stand by while rioters destroy property and even kill people, and they don't do anything about it, are they not just as guilty as the ones doing it?
Well, when you ask that question, it's kind of a loaded question, because why should the cops do what their oath said when everybody from the cops up to the very top in the land, Congress, you name it, they don't hold their oaths as a credible thing. It's just something they do every few years to stay in office. I don't think there are any examples from the deep state.
No, there aren't. Of course, this is what communists do. They wear you down. You become lawless. Nobody says anything about it, and it can only go in one direction. And I think that's probably why they wanted Trump in this thing, because once you have gone over, how do I say, a certain point, a tipping point, and then you bring somebody in to try to correct it, he's unable. He can't. Right? I mean, what can he do? All it does is create more chaos.
Well, what we're seeing right now with immigration, and it's basically destroyed Europe already, and it's on the way to doing that in America, and the more Trump tries, the more he's blocked. So, you know, I mean, they won't even let him be the president. You know, things that are clearly given him by Congress and by Supreme Court judges over the years, they block Trump trying to implement. So, well, you have to say your answer to your question is Trump can't do it alone, and there's nobody helping.
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems. They put him in office, but they're not helping him. And the American people have forgotten how to rise up en masse and say, no, we're not going to do that, and throw him out of office. You can impeach just about anybody in public office, but you just don't hear that word anymore. When they ruled against Jesus Christ in the classrooms, couldn't even mention the name. Roe versus Wade, abortion, all of that. There was not any rising up of the people and impeaching the justices for clearly violating biblical admonitions. And, of course, the world now, I believe most of the people in the United States don't even look at the money that they spent on Halloween and how they decked out the White House, and then we turn around and expect God's going to bless it. I don't see how he can bless anything. He's got to take us down. I don't know if you saw that picture of the White House.
No, I didn't, but I'll have to say, what have we seen since Cyrus stepped into play in the, you know, the White House? We haven't seen national, well, we don't hear the word repentance, basically, but... you know, if you was creator, what would you have seen up till now to make you want to change your mind on where Babylon or the system of Babylon is being moved to?
Yeah. Well, of course, if people don't believe that America is Babylon the Great, they don't believe New York City is the great city Babylon, nor do they believe that the Antichrist comes out of the United States. But you remember the movie The Omen a long time ago?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, it was the President of the United States at the end, who was Antichrist. You know, they have clues. They drop them. They tell you where it's coming from. And, of course, everybody says, no, he has to be out of the Middle East. He has to be this. He has to be that. Well, you might want to be checking out Obama, who, according to J.R. Church, who did a lot of research, J.R. passed on, but he was one of our, I'd have to say, creme de la creme researchers in the Bible and the Psalms and everything else. He did some research on Obama, and he says Obama can trace his lineage back to King David and King Solomon, and also, remember when he went to Ireland? I think it was Ireland. And Ireland is the tribe of Dan, and in Genesis, there's mention that the Antichrist comes out of the tribe of Dan. And we also know he's the king of Babylon. We don't have kings, we have presidents. But according to what I'm hearing from people who are prophesying or being told by the Lord, Obama's not going to come back as a president. He's going to come back as king. He's going to take over by popular demand. Any more news on his World Leader Conference out of Chicago? As to
I haven't seen anything
about it.
Yeah, he's been pretty low key except for a couple of visits he made. But I wanted to ask you about what you thought about this very anomalous incident that occurred with Hillary Clinton recently about Halloween on public television. She began to make remarks that she was going Halloween as the president. And I wondered, is that a cryptic,
that's a message.
Type of cryptic wording? Huh?
Yeah, that's a message. And she may come back in as president. I've often wondered, in the book of Revelation, says a woman rides the beast. And I thought to myself, well, obviously we know that that's a religious connotation and a spiritual connotation. But could it be a literal connotation? And Hillary comes back to power, heaven forbid, because there are going to be a lot of people dying if she does.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, the woman is a murderer from the beginning and a liar from the beginning. So I guess we know who governs that. I got an email from somebody. I'll just read it real quick. Thanks for your shows with Brother Larry. I really enjoyed listening to you all try to help make sense of the insanity we're watching around us. I have a question for you. If you listen to interviews with Doc Marquis, I guess, or any of the former Illuminous Mason or Luciferians, do they get rewarded for causing mental anguish, pain, and suffering? Is it like a sacrifice for them to do that to Christians? Or is it just perhaps that these individuals I'm describing simply enjoy hurting each other regardless of their affiliation with secret societies? You know, that's kind of an interesting question. Do they get off on making all these statements? And they know there are a lot of Christians out there that are fearful. They shouldn't be, but they are. Or is this just part of their agenda? What do you think?
Well, the answer could be both, actually. Both answers could be valid. I'm sure there's some that you know, appreciates the fact that they are able to cause the distress, you know. In other words, take away the Christian's peace. You know, you remember I told you about Tom Horn's book, The Saboteurs. He was talking about they were in a drive to move Christianity back into the catacombs. Basically, in America, that's where it's at.
Exactly. I was going to say it's even further down not only in the catacombs, but probably under the catacomb. You just don't hear anything from the mainstream denominations. I think they've thrown in, actually. They have been infiltrated. Our schools have been infiltrated. Military's been infiltrated. Police departments have been infiltrated. And they've done it over many, many years. And I personally think they're being very foolish, because the end result of this takeover, if it begins on 11-4 and just continues on, and the nation does fall, they're the ones also who are going to get it. They're going to wish they'd never been born. But, of course, they don't believe that. But the Bible more or less indicates that. Before we close down, here's a headline. Send in the bombers. Russia and the United States send nuclear bombers to North Korea as tensions soar. What is going on? Are we right on the verge of a major conflict?
Well,
what do you think?
It's very possible, because today, you know, we've got three carrier groups off the peninsula, and today we had fighters that had to run off Russian bombers away from our carriers. So this thing, you know, it's really volatile when you have something so explosive as Kim and the Kim regime in North Korea, that it is sitting right in the front yard of China and Russia together, and we've got all these boys.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I guess somebody hit us. Maybe that they didn't want the answer.
Yeah, we'll go continue while we still got a line.
Well, I was just saying that it's very interesting because of the North Korean situation with Kim. It's very dangerous because that basically is in China and Russia's front yard, and we have all of our toys, so to speak, right there in front of them, too. It's all in one little spot on the globe.
Yeah, I would think that'd be very dangerous for us to have three carrier groups, which entails a number of ships, all together. That just doesn't seem like it's very, very smart. But I'm not a military guy, so I guess, you know, what do I know about it? It just makes you wonder with all of the prophecies about that. I got another headline here. Iceland's biggest volcano is ready to erupt as Europe faces a disaster, with swarms of earthquakes occurring in the French Alps, too. Europe is facing what could be one of the largest disasters in history. It's the Bardabunga volcano. The powerful and versatile volcano was rattled by four large earthquakes, 3.9, 3.2, 4.7, and 4.7. Didn't you say there were more quakes off the coast, too? Of California?
Plus today we had 3 6s, one of them a 6.6 out in the Loyalty Islands by New Caledonia, and we had 3.5 in Oklahoma, and the Northern California offshore earthquakes are swarming again.
Okay. Well, we're coming up at the end of our allotted time. And I'm not sure whether I'll be back. I know I probably won't be here on Friday and not get back until Sunday. So we'll see what comes up. If anything really comes up, we can figure something out to alert everybody. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Any final comment?
I was just going to mention tomorrow we're supposed to get a solar stream from the sun that may have a shock wave. So people just need to be aware of that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Do they think it'll do any damage, or other than just a lot of northern lights?
We really just don't know, because most of them don't have a shock wave. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see whether it disturbs the satellites or not.
Oh, okay. Well, boy, it seems like Earth changes are just accelerating all over, which we know they are. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you once again if the Lord is willing, and we certainly hope he is. Good night, everyone.